Skin cancer is the most common form of cancer in Ireland. More than 11,000 new cases are diagnosed here every year. But the good news from the National Cancer Registry is that survival rates are increasing. And to tell us more, Professor Deirdre Murray, the director of the National Cancer Registry, is on the line. Professor Murray, good morning to you. And maybe you'd start by giving us that good news on survival rates for skin cancers.
Good morning, Anya. Yes. This year, our report is showing that nearly 100% of people with non-melanoma skin cancer are surviving 5 years, and 92% of people with melanoma cancer are surviving 5 years and more. And I suppose, you know, there are two main types of skin cancer. Non-melanoma skin is by far the commonest, and that's the one with the very good outcomes, and they haven't changed hugely throughout the years, Anya, apart from the one subtype called squamous cell carcinoma, which has a potential to spread, and we've seen improvements in survival and then that. The other element, 10% are melanomas, and we have seen improvements in that as well too, to 92% 5 year survival.
And that 5 year survival statistic is important because it means for most people getting diagnosed, even though the cancer diagnosis is the last thing they want to hear, it's not an immediate death sentence.
Absolutely. Many people will continue on. I mean, non-melanoma skin really doesn't spread. The basal cell carcinoma doesn't spread throughout the body in the vast majority of cases. If you leave it untreated, it can cause severe localized damage, but you know, that is not a life-threatening disease. Melanoma does have different potentials, so I suppose we need to be even more cautious with those. Yeah.
And you have new drugs and therapies in the toolkit, don't you, in recent years?
There certainly have been improvements in diagnostics and in the ways these cancers are excised, as well as drugs. But I suppose the most important thing for people is to present early. So the vast majority of people presenting with these cancer, with melanoma, presented in early stage, and that's really the best chance for cure. So we would really encourage people that if they do see dramatic changes in skin, to get them checked out.
And it's Ireland, so most people have a couple of moles. Most people probably have freckles. What are the signs that people should be watching out for?
Well, there's really growth in those, let's say, moles or spots that we have, or bleeding, or, you know, itching, or that sort of a change in appearance. It's best to get those checked out.
Why are rates so high in Ireland?
Well, we are genetically a fair-skinned people, Anya, and the vast majority of us would have that type of skin that is most at risk from UV exposure from the sun. And even though we don't get a huge amount of sun in Ireland, we do get a UV index of 3 or more, which is puts you into the risk range during April to September. So it is important to adopt safe sun practices by using sunscreen, you know, shades, sunglasses, all of the elements we hear so often, and also to avoid sunbeds. In the last number of decades, I suppose, as well, we're taking more sun holidays. People are traveling to the south of Spain and other countries where the index is much higher. And it's not so much the overall exposure, but particularly its sunburn is increases your risk. So we do need to be careful, both in Ireland and abroad, and avoid sunburn, particularly for children.
Should people be wearing sunscreen every day? And I'm thinking, very often it's assumed that women will, be thinking most about their skin and maybe using a sunscreen and their moisture. I'm thinking about people working outdoors.
Well, really, from April to September, it is advised that you would use a screen of 30 plus, in the morning, when you're, whatever you're doing, washing your face, put your sunscreen on. Because we know,
Factor 30,
yeah.
Every day.
Every day, because every day. If you're working outdoors, for people that are going to be outdoors, all you need is 20 minutes in the sun, and we can get a lot of variation in the day. You know, you can get a 20 minutes spell that'll burn you, whereas the rest of the day is overcast or even raining. But it is important if you are in those kind of, we call them high risk occupations, be it gardeners, farmers, people in construction that are working outdoors all of the time, or you think you are yourself going to be outdoors for a substantial period, whatever your job is, it's important to have sunscreen on.
Professor Deirdre Murray, Director of the National Cancer Registry, thank you.